请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our morning service.
唱诗五十首。
Let's sing him 50.
我们唱诗的时候，请我们最后一排能够往前移，然后给后来的人坐到最后一排，这样才不会打扰到会场啊。
During this time, we ask those people who are sitting in the last row to please move forward.
那我们请把后门打开来那空气比较好。我们非常感谢神。我们从昨天晚上开始，我们北加州的社青的联恩会。
And we thank God that since last night we've had the young adult spiritual convocation.
愿主耶稣能够造就我们每一位的社青。
And we ask God to continue to edify all the young adults.
在真理上得造就。
That they may be edified in the truth,
能够成为教会服事的一股力量。
And they can become a force in serving God.
我们祷告的时候，特别为着这两天的聚会祷告。
When we pray, let's pray for the services for these 2 days.
愿主亲自感动祝福。
So that God may move all of us that are present.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家来查考以弗所书的第三章。
This morning I'd like to study with you Ephesians chapter
3. 请我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还把这个恩赐给我这个恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Verse 8, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这里保罗说他是众圣徒中最小的，还小。
Paul described himself as the least of all God's people.
不只是他谦卑，这也是事实。
This is not just him being humble, but this was also the truth.
因为保罗是一个逼迫耶稣的人。
For he persecuted Christ.
他自己也知道，在神的眼中，他是一个罪人的头。
He knew that in the eyes of God, he was the chief of sinners.
将来的审判，这个罪是最重的。
When the judgment came, his punishment would have been the worst.
但是神不但怜悯他，拣选他。
Yet God had mercy on him.
神又赐给他使徒的职分。
And God also made him a disciple of God.
所以保罗很清楚，神拣选他的目的是要做什么。
This Paul knew the purpose of God's selection.
就是要把耶稣测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
It was for him to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ's message to the Gentiles.
测不透的丰富。
The deep mystery of God's gospel.
测不透的丰富。
One that could not be searched by us.
这个是人难以了解的。
We cannot understand fully God's gospel.
一百多年前俄罗斯把阿拉斯加卖给美国。
100 years ago, Russia sold Alaska to the U.S.
因为他们觉得说，这个阿拉斯加整年都盖满着白雪，冰天冻地，这有什么用呢
？For they felt that Alaska was a piece of useless land.
所以他就把它卖给美国。
Thus, they sold it to the Americans.
那今天很多人发现阿拉斯加的下面有很多的油矿，有很多的宝藏。
Yet beneath Alaska, we are finding out that there are huge fields of oil.
这也是非常宝贵的一块土地。
This to the Americans has become a valuable piece of land.
但是在一百年前，俄罗斯没有看出来。
Yet 100 years ago, Russia did not realize such valuable land.
一百年前，美国在买这块土地的时候，大概也不了解里面有这么多的油。
When U.S. made that purchase 100 years ago, the government didn't realize the importance of the oil underneath.
但是我们来想主耶稣。
Yet, now let's think about Christ.
在保罗那个时代，很多人把主耶稣当作传统的背叛者。
Many people thought Jesus Christ was the heretic at that time.
因为主耶稣虽然拿着旧约的圣经，
although he preached based on the Old Testament.
但是他有新的解释。
Yet he put a new interpretation to the Old Testament.
这个新的解释有一个目标。
There was a purpose to this new interpretation.
就是旧约圣经的预言，弥赛亚的来临已经实现了。
And the interpretation was that he himself was the coming of the Messiah.
那这个弥赛亚的实现就是他本身。
And Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is the Messiah.
对犹太人来讲，他没有办法认识耶稣。
To the Jews, they weren't able to understand the meaning of that message.
他只知道他没有家世背景。
All they knew was that Jesus was without a true
家世背景
genealogy.
然后他也没有外表的美貌。
And that Jesus himself was not handsome.
所以在人看起来他算不什么，算不了什么。
Thus, to the common man, Jesus was near valueless.
那保罗也是一样。
Paul was likewise.
他本来是逼迫耶稣的。
He once persecuted Christ.
但是他被拣选以后，
yet after being selected by God,
神把基督的奥秘启示让他认识。
God revealed to him the mystery of Christ.
所以他形容基督里面的测不透的丰富。
So that he can describe all the riches within Christ.
今天谁是最富有的人呢？
Who is the richest man on earth?
最富有的人就是拥有主耶稣的人。
The richest men are those who possess Christ.
因为他有测不透的丰富。
Because that person has an unsearchable rich wealthiness.
这个在提到他本身的本性。
And this rich, this wealth describes the underlying character of that person.
他有测不透的慈爱。
他
主耶稣哈。
Jesus actually describes the richness within Christ.
他的能力。
Boundless power and love.
我们很难了解。
We cannot understand the full strength of Jesus.
在他里面的荣耀，我们很难了解。
We cannot understand the full glory within Christ.
那在第三章里面。
In chapter 3,
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
所用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
Verse 3, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly.
所以我们要了解救恩需要启示。
If we want to understand our salvation, we need the revelation from God.
什么是启示？
What is a revelation?
启示就是从上面下来的。
A revelation is understanding given from above.
从神打开我们的心，使我们对神的事情能够认识。
A revelation is God opening our hearts so that we may have an understanding.
从上面往上，下面往上推的。
When we seek knowledge, we search from the bottom up.
那我们人的理性有限。
However, we are limited in our logic.
神的存在是无限的。
Yet God's presence is boundless.
所以越聪明的人不一定认识神越深。
Thus, the smartest person may not understand God.
那认识神最深的人是神把他自己启示给他的人。
Those who know God the most are the ones who have received God's revelations.
所以保罗认识耶稣不是因为他受过加玛略的教育。
Thus, Paul's knowing of Christ did not come from his teachings.
保罗认识耶稣是他在耶稣面前扑倒神启示给他。
That he has received from other men, rather he understood Christ from the revelation.
所以第四节说，我深知道基督的奥秘。
Paul says that that the rest of the people will understand the insight that he had into the mystery of Christ.
他深深了解基督的奥秘。
He truly understands the mystery of Christ.
他就知道基督的宝贵。
And thus he knows the value of Christ.
今天我们要求神借着圣灵。启示我们。
Today, we have to ask God to reveal His secrets to us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们对主耶稣的认识每一天能够加深。
So that our understanding of our Lord Jesus can increase every day.
我们就会越来越觉得基督是可贵的。
Then we will treasure Jesus more.
那这个奥秘是什么
？What is this? What is the mystery of Jesus?
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
这个奥秘在以前的世代没有人知道，如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒。和先知。
And this mystery, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
在保罗那个世代以前，这个奥秘没有人知道。
Before Paul's time, the mystery of Christ was not revealed.
那在保罗的时候，神启示他，他把圣经写出来，人才开始知道这个奥秘。
And at the time of Paul, God revealed His mystery to Paul so that Paul can write it down for us.
那个奥秘是什么？
What is that mystery?
就第六节。
It is recorded in verse 6.
外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音同为后世，同为一体，同门应许。
In verse 6, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and shares together in the promise of Christ Jesus.
我们今天能够信耶稣，我们常常觉得很自然的一件事情。
Oftentimes we feel that it is our right to believe in Christ.
但是我们如果回到2000年前保罗的世代，
Yeah, 2000 years ago,
外邦人没有人信耶稣的。
None of the Gentiles believed in Christ.
因为在旧约时代，只有神是神，以色列人是神的选民。
Because in the Old Testament time, only the Israelites were the select.
那神的恩典要临到外邦人。
For God's grace to come upon the Gentiles.
这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
那这是保罗那个时代神才启示他的。
And this is a mystery revealed at the time of Paul.
那这里提到三件事情。
There are three things mentioned in this verse.
说借着福音，我们可以同为后世。
That through the Gospels, the Gentiles have become heirs together with the Israelites.
我们常常知道，有钱人要死的时候，最担心的一件事情是什么
？And many times you understand that for a wealthy person to pass away, he or she often worries about one thing.
就是他的孩子财产分不平。
And that is how to divide the estate.
所以常常富有的人离世，孩子就争吵起来。
And after this wealthy person has passed away, his or her children often fight for the estate.
那本来我们照着旧约的律法，我们不是神的儿子。
According to the laws of the Old Testament, we are not children of God.
我们在神的应许上是没有份的。
We had no part in the promise of Christ.
因为我们不是旧约里面神的子民。
For we were not the chosen ones of God.
那到新约时代，借着耶稣这个福音临到我们。
Yet during the New Testament time, the gospel of Christ has come upon us.
借着耶稣，我们可以得到神的恩典。
Through Jesus, we can receive the grace of God.
就同为后嗣。
So that we may be heirs along with the Israelites.
这个是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
那借着耶稣，我们做后嗣就能够承受产业。
And through Jesus, we can become heirs of God and receive God's kingdom.
这里说同名应许。
So that we may, together with Israelites.
神应给亚伯兰的是什么？
What is the promise that God gave to Abraham?
那流奶与蜜之地。
It was the land of honey and milk.
后来亚伯兰才了解，那一块地就是天国。
Later on, Abraham realized that that land actually represents heaven.
那是给亚伯兰的。
It was promised to Abraham.
那今天我们跟亚伯兰有什么关系？
What part do we have with Abraham today?
我们跟亚伯兰没有关系。
We have no physical connection to Abraham.
那天国怎么跟我们有份？
That's how are we to have a part of heaven?
如果我们看耶稣的家谱，
If we look at the genealogy of Jesus,
耶稣一直推上去。
If we follow all the way to the first ancestor,
你就发现他是亚伯兰的后裔。
We realize that Jesus is a descendant of Abraham.
那我们信耶稣就跟主耶稣连上了关系。
When we believe in Jesus, we have a part in Him.
所以我们就变成亚伯兰属灵的后裔。
And through that, we become an heir or a descendant of Abraham.
我们要承受神应许给亚伯兰那一块天上的地。
And we will receive the land that God has promised to Abraham.
天国。
And that is heaven.
这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
这在新约时代才显明给我们大家明白。
This is a mystery that was revealed during the New Testament time.
那这里说同为后世同盟应许
so that we may become heirs along with Israelites
还有就是同为一体
and we also become with them one body
从犹太人来讲所有其他的人都是外邦人
to the Israelites all other people are Gentiles
所以外邦人不可能跟犹太人合在一起
and that Gentiles would never be a part of Israelites
但是现在我们看基督教界里面
yeah, if we look at the Christendom
有很多犹太人信耶稣
manyIsraelites have come to believe in Christ.
所以犹太人跟外邦人要在耶稣里面才能够合一。
And the Israelites and the Gentiles can become one in the body of Christ.
因为在神的应许之下，我们原来是同一个身体。
Because under the promise of God, both the Israelites and the Gentiles are one body.
这个身体就是他的教会。
This one body is represented by the church.
那保罗了解了这个应许之后
Once Paul has realized this promise,
他就要把这个测不透耶稣的丰富要传给外邦人
Then he was to preach this unsearchable rich wealthiness to the Gentiles
所以他有一个使命
Thus he had a mission
要把这个宝贝传给外邦人
And which is to preach this gospel to the Gentiles
所以今天我们的任务不只是说领受福音
So that our mission today is not to just receive the gospel.
我们有更重要的任务，就是把我们从神领受这个神的丰富，也传给别人。
But also to preach this gospel to others.
这是我们在人世间最大的爱。
That is the manifestation of the greatest love that we could show.
就是把耶稣传给别人。
And that is to preach Jesus to other non-believers.
让他在耶稣里面来过丰盛的生活。
So that they may also have an abundant life in Christ.
没有一个爱比这个爱更大。
There is no greater love than this.
那保罗的一生就是为着在这个在努力。
Paul's whole life was dedicated to preaching the gospel.
所以我们需要在传福音的事上，每一个人有一个自觉。
So that we all need to have a resolution regarding preaching the gospel.
传福音不是少数人的事。
That preaching the gospel is not just for the few.
是神托付给他每一个门徒的。
But it's a mission given to all believers.
因为每一个门徒都从神领受丰盛的生命。
For all believers have received an abundant life from God.
我们要跟人来分享这个丰盛的生命。
And thus we must share this abundant life with others.
好，我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
因此， 因为信耶稣就在他面前放胆无惧笃信不疑来到神的面前
In him and through faith in him we may approach God with freedom and confidence
在耶稣里面我们放胆无惧能够来到神的面前
In Christ we may approach God with freedom and confidence
旧约圣经里面记载神降临在西乃山
In the Old Testament time God came down to Mount Sinai
然后要颁布十诫
To give Moses the Ten Commandments、哦
以色列百姓看到神降下来
When the Israelites saw God descending
雷轰闪电地震
It was filled with thunder and lightning
非常的害怕
They were afraid
他们告诉摩西
They told Moses
说你跟我们讲我们都听
That whatever you tell us we will follow
不要神跟我们讲可能我恐怕我们都死
As long as that God does not talk to us so that we may not die
神在旧约的神是非常威严的神
In the Old Testament time God wasVery authoritative.
是非常可畏的神。
He was one to be revered.
神也确实是非常伟大的神。
And God was also almighty at that time.
那摩西那个时代的人对神非常的害怕。
And the people at that time, the Israelites were afraid of God.
那为什么圣经说我们现在是放胆无惧的来到神的面前呢？
Why does the Bible tell us that we can approach God?Without worries.
圣经为什么没有跟我们讲说你要恐惧战兢来到神的面前呢
？Why does the Bible not tell us that we need to see God with fear？
就是十二节说，因为信耶稣
，It is because of Jesus。
我们的罪得到洁净
，So that our sin could be washed away。
我们披戴主耶稣
，So that we may wear Jesus。
我们被称为义人
，And that we may be called righteous。
不是我们没有罪
，It is not that we are without sin。
而是被称主耶稣的救赎称为义人。
But rather, we are justified through the grace of God.
所以我们可以放胆无惧来到神的面前。
And that is why we can approach God without fear.
来到神面前求神的恩典。
And to seek God's grace.
来敬拜神。
And to worship God.
十三节。
In verse 13.
所以我求你们不要因为我所受的患难丧胆，这原来是你们的荣耀。
I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
保罗为传福音受苦很多。
Paul suffered much.For the gospel.
甚至被下到监牢里面。
He was in prison many times.
他鼓励信徒不要丧胆。
Yet he encouraged the believers not to be discouraged.
这是你们的荣耀。
For that is the glory.
受苦是一种荣耀。
Suffering for Christ is a glory.
这是一个新的观念。
This is a new concept.
这是一种新的生活方式。
This is a new lifestyle.
大家都不愿意受苦。
None of us likes to suffer.
因为受苦被认为是不幸。
For suffering means that we are unfortunate.
不幸的人才要受苦。但是在这个地方讲
And for those who are unfortunate, they actually suffer.
说我们受苦是你们的荣耀。
Yet for the apostle to suffer, it is actually a glory for the believers.
因为这个受苦是为着主耶稣的福音。
For when they suffer, they are suffering for the gospel of Christ.
为着让人分享更多主耶稣的丰盛。
So that more people can share in the abundant life of Christ.
所以这里在告诉我们的一种非常超越的生活方式。
This tells us a lifestyle that transcends the present world.
我们现在很多人一直追求就是要生活要舒服。
Today our pursuit is after a more comfortable life.
这个是人的目标。
This is a common goal.
这是人的本性。
This is human nature.
但是如果我们是为着耶稣
，Yet if we live our life for Christ，
我们的生活水准往下降
，And that our level of our quality of life actually goes down，
我们的肉体受苦
，And our body suffers，
我们的心灵受重担压力
，And that we bear a heavy burden for Christ，
这是恩典
，Then this is actually a grace，
因为这有一个永恒的价值。
For this has eternal value.
我们来看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory.That far outweighs them all.
这里说有一个极重无比永远的荣耀。
Here, Paul describes that there is an eternal glory.
这个荣耀非常的大。
that far outweighs all the suffering that he has borne.
这是天国的。
This glory is in heaven.
那是永远的，不会消失的。
And this glory is eternal.
那这个荣耀要怎么去得到？
How do we achieve such glory?
十七节。
In verse 17.
自战自轻的苦楚。
For the light and momentary troubles.
这个是什么？
What are those?
这个就是服侍神。
Those are the suffering that we born from serving Christ.
为着神，为着服侍神受苦。
When we serve God and we undergo suffering,
天国有极重的荣耀。
Then the suffering will build up for us an eternal glory.
所以保罗在提到基督的奥秘，最后就提到另外一种的生活方式。
Thus, in mentioning the mystery of Christ, Paul mentions at the end a different lifestyle.
就是要为着传扬这个基督，丰富这个奥秘。我们要受苦。
It is that in order to preach Christ, we must suffer.
那我们的生活就是有价值的。
Once we have suffered, our life becomes valuable to God.
那第三章十四节到二十一节。
From verses 14 to 21.
这在提到基督的第二个丰富。
This describes the second abundance from Christ.
就是他的爱。
And it is the love of Christ.
我们看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3,
16节
verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
这里在讲我们里面那一个人要刚强起来。
It tells us that our inner being must be strengthened.
可见我们人有两种的刚强。
There are two types of strength.
肉体的刚强。
One is the physical strength that we all have.
另外一种是内在灵里面的刚强。
The second is the inner strength, the strength of the spirit.
我们要过属灵的生活，需要追求内在那灵里面的刚强。
In order to lead a spiritual lifestyle, we must pursue this inner strength.
我们想，为什么以色列百姓旷野走不完？
Why did the Israelites fail in their journeys?
这个旷野走不完不是没有东西吃。
They were unable to complete the journey in the wilderness, not because they had nothing to eat.
神从天上赐玛拿给他们。
God gave them manna.
旷野走不完，也不是路难走。
It wasn't that the path was difficult for them to travel on.
旷野走不完，也不是没有水喝，也不是没有水喝。
It wasn't because they ran out of water.
最重要原因是他们里面那个人软弱。
They were unable to complete the journey because they were weak inside.
今天我们在过这个属灵的生活。
Today when we live our lives,
我们可以用外面很多的原因来做我们的一个借口。
We can use many excuses to explain our spiritual weakness.
为什么我没有办法爱神？
And why we cannot love God?
为什么我没有办法服侍神？
Why we don't serve God?
为什么我没有办法为神牺牲？
And why we do not suffer for Christ?
但是真正的原因在哪里？
Yet what is the real reason?
就是我们里面那个人没有刚强。
It is that our inner being is weak.
所以保罗说要让里面这个人刚强起来。
In order for us to strengthen our spirit,
里面这个人刚强起来。
And to strengthen our inner being,
我们需要有神的灵来浇灌充满。
We need the fulfillment of God's spirit.
所以祷告变成很重要了。
Thus prayer becomes important.
我们看彼得。
Let's look at Peter.
主耶稣托付他使命。
Jesus gave him the mission.
但是彼得还是不敢出来传道的。
Yet Peter was still afraid to preach.
他不敢牺牲。
He did not dare to sacrifice.
不敢牺牲他的生命。
He did not dare to sacrifice his life.
那等到他得到圣灵。
Yet after he had received the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
After he was filled with the Spirit.
他们就从楼房出来，门打开了，就出去传福音。
He walked out of the room and preached Jesus.
他们传福音的那个群众，在四十天以前把耶稣钉十字架。
The crowd that he preached to once nailed Jesus. To the cross 40 days ago.
但是四十天以后，彼得出来站在他们面前传讲，你们钉死的耶稣已经复活了。
And 40 days later, Peter preached to them that the Christ that they have nailed on the cross has resurrected.
他就是旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
And that Jesus, the one you have nailed, is the Messiah.
那个胆量从哪里来？
Where did Peter receive the courage?
就是他里面这个人刚强起来。
It was that his inner being was strengthened.
因为刚强起来，所以他就能够站在挑战的众人的挑战面前。
Because of the inner strength, he could stand before the crowd.
我们今天生活有太多的挑战。
We have many challenges in our lives.
我没有办法克服，我没有办法服侍神。
We often cannot serve God.
如果我没有办法克服
Unless we overcome our challenges, we cannot serve God.
我们需要求神力量给我们刚强。
Thus we need to pray for the strength from God.
我们再看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
他说：“过去我认为有益的。”
Paul said that he used to take certain things as valuable.
我现在认识耶稣，这个都做有损。
Once he has come to know Christ, he take those things as garbage, as trash.
保罗所有的是我们现在追求的。
What Paul once had are the things that we pursue today.
他说，加玛列门下受教育最好的。
Paul received the best education at his time.
他是公约的一员，他有地位。
And Paul had the social status.
他有权柄。
And he had the power.
他是法利赛人，宗教的领袖。
He was a leader of the Pharisees.
但是这个保罗都把他丢掉。
Yet Paul left those behind.
这个从哪里来？
Where did he get the strength?
就是从里面这个人刚强。
It was the strength given to him by Jesus.
所以我们外在的这些东西都可以丢掉。
Thus we can leave behind all of our worldly wealth.
那我们才能够出来服侍神。
Then we can serve God.
所以这是保罗向神的一个祷告。
This was a prayer made by Paul to Jesus.
借着神的灵，让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Through the Spirit of God, that the believer's inner being can be strengthened.
有时候我们常常发现了自己很软弱，就找一些信徒来谈。
And many times we find ourselves to be weak, so we talk, we discuss our problems with other believers.
这个是需要的。
This is important to do.
这个也是好的。
It is good to do as well.
但是谈来谈去，谈到最后，对方说我也很软弱。
Yet at the end of the discussion, we realize that all of us are weak.
你服侍神很没有力量，我也很没有力量。
And at the end, everyone would say that while we are all very weak in serving Christ.
你有很多重担，我也有很多。
And if you have many burdens, so do I.
所以我们这样谈来谈去，我发现到最后，大家发现的都一样。
And the summary of the discussion usually ends up being that all of the participants are weak. And have burdens.
那我们自己的软弱跟人谈到最后要做什么？
So what is the purpose of discussing our weaknesses with others?
你在餐厅谈到吃饭哦，下午谈到下午聚会没有用的。
It is almost pointless for us to discuss all of our weaknesses.
你谈了10分钟、20分钟，进来会堂祷告半个钟头，效果比较大。
Actually, it is more beneficial to all of us if we will leave behind our discussion and come to the chapel to pray.
告诉主耶稣我的软弱。
If we tell Jesus directly our weaknesses,
我生活太享受，我克服不过。主啊，你帮助我。
That we have lived a more too comfortable life, and that we need the help of Jesus.
生活变成一个捆锁把我绑住。
And that our comfortable life has become a bind to us.
求你释放我。
And we should ask God for the freedom.
因为你没有把我从这个生活的捆绑释放，我没有办法服侍你。
Unless we are free from our comfortable life, we cannot serve Jesus.
来祷告。告诉主耶稣你的软弱。
Thus we need to come to pray and ask for God's freedom.
来祷告，被圣灵充满。
So we can come forward and be filled with the Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵充满
，Once we are filled with the Spirit,
刚强起来
，then we will be strengthened.
你生活的水准就可以往下降。
And that we will not mind living a lower quality of life.
那你就可以服侍神。
Then can we serve God?
所以这个心里的力量刚强起来，要从圣灵来啊。
Thus, the inner strength comes from the Holy Spirit.
人要分享不错，但是分享的最后就是要来祷告。
It is important for us to share our burdens with others. Yet, it is more important for all of us to come to pray.
没有一个软弱的人能够帮助别人软弱。
No weak believers could help.
能够帮助别人刚强。
No weak believers could help other weak believers become strengthened.
没有一个没有服侍神的人能够帮助别人服侍神。
And there is not one person who does not serve God that could help others to serve God.
没有一个没有帮助别人为神牺牲。
And those who have not sacrificed cannot help others to sacrifice for Christ.
所以我们需要神。
Thus we need God.
在神里面我们才能刚强。
Only in God can we become strengthened.
我们刚强才能够承担责任。
Once we have the strength, we can bear up the burdens.
我们才能服侍神。
Then shall we serve God.
那个刚强就是从神的力量贯穿在我们当中。
That strength comes from the from above.
那我们就刚强。
Then we shall become strengthened.
所以这个保罗的祷告非常的重要。
The prayer of Paul was important.
那因为心里的力量刚强起来，所以十七章说，你的信心就坚立。
Once we are strengthened from within, then our faith will also increase.
那信心的坚立，基督就住在我们里面。
Once our faith has increased, Christ will live within us.
那么人一软弱啊，到最后都他到底有没有耶稣？ 都发生问题啊。
When our faith is weak, we often do not find Christ in our lives.
啊，人一软弱，到底有没有神就开始动摇了。
When our faith is weak, we become, we are swayed by the worldly trends.
所以基督要住在我们里面，是借着我们的信心。
For Jesus to live within us, our strength, our faith needs to be strengthened.
当我们信心刚强，我们就知道有耶稣。
When we have a strong faith, we know that Jesus is here.
而且耶稣是至宝。
And that Jesus is the most valuable treasure we have.
那主耶稣就住在我们里面，你愿意信他吗？
And then Jesus will live within our heart.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
那叫你们心里的爱心有根有基。
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
我们的爱最后的根基就是信心。
The source of our love comes from our faith.
对主耶稣的信心。
The faith in Christ.
是我们的爱能够丰盛。
It allows us to be filled with love.
那我们常常发现如果一个人信心开始软弱。
We often find that when a person becomes weak in the faith.
你来到教会看到弟兄姊妹，他只不过是人，我在修兵帽看的一样。
That they see other brothers and sisters as other people.
为什么我看弟兄姊妹跟在修兵帽看到人一样？
And they would treat other brothers and sisters just as they would treat other people in the shopping mall.
因为我们没有爱。
Why would we do so?
我们没有爱，我们看到人没有感觉。
Because we do not have love.
但是当我们有信心
，But when we have faith,
基督住在我们里面
，When Christ lives within us,
我们有神的爱
，When we have the love of
Christ, 我们看到弟兄姊妹会有感觉的。
We would treat other brothers and sisters as relatives.
看他信仰进步，我们很高兴。
We become joyed when we see their faith increase.
看他有什么困难，我们会变成我们的担子。
And their burdens become our burden.
看他的软弱，就是我们的软弱。
Their weaknesses become our weaknesses.
看到他得恩典，就是我们的喜乐。
And we joy when they receive God's grace.
因为在基督里面，他跟我已经合一了。
Because we are one in Christ.
这个要在耶稣的爱里面产生的。
This is established through the love of Christ.
所以我们爱心的根基是什么？
That's the foundation of our love.
就是信心。
Is our faith.
那有一天呢，如果你遇到一个信徒，他已经不信了。
One day when we encounter a believer that no longer has the faith.
你在路上遇到他，你发现他对你很冷淡。
Then you will realize that he or she will treat you as a stranger.
他知道你是谁。
He or she may know who you are.
但是因为他不信了。
Yeah, because he or she no longer
believes. 他里面就没有神的爱了。
Then there is no love.
没有神的爱就没有关系了。
Without the love of Christ, there is no relationship.
那有一天他恢复热心。
One day, when that person returns,
信心增加。
When that person's faith improves,
你在路上再遇到他。
Then when you encounter that person on the street,
忽然间他对你非常的亲热。
Then you will have a more lively relationship.
为什么？
Why is it
that? 因为他里面有神的爱。
For in him,There is the love of Christ.
所以今天为什么我们能够成为弟兄姐妹？
Why are we brothers and sisters today?
因为我们有基督的爱。
It is because we have the love of Christ.
这个爱是因为我们对主耶稣有信心，他住在我们里面产生的。
This love comes from the indwelling of Christ through our faith.
所以我们要求圣灵坚固我们的信心。使基督的爱充满在我们心里面。
Thus, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to improve our faith so that we can be filled with Christ's love.
十八节
，verse 18。
这里说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
十九节
，verse 19。
并且知道这个爱是过于人所能够测度的。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
这里说，基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
The love of Christ is extremely wide, long, high, and deep.
神用永远的爱来爱我们。
God has loved us with His eternal love.
没有天地以前，神已经爱我们，拣选我们。
Before the earth was created, God has loved us.
天地结束以后，神还爱我们，他替我们到天国去。
When the world ends, God continues to love us.
他的爱是不改变的。
His love is unchanging.
时间拉长，他的爱是不改变的。
This love does not change with time.
人世间要哪里找这种爱呢？
Where can we find such a love in this world?
你可以找得到。
We can't find it.
如果这个人被神的爱充满，
If a person is filled with the love of Christ,
他的爱是不改变的。
then the love of that person does not change with time.
所以为什么信耶稣的人婚姻最稳定？
And that is why the marriages of the believers are the most stable ones.
因为它里面有神的爱。
For amongst the couple, there is the love of Christ.
这个爱是不改变的。
And that love is unchanging.
是永远的。
That love is eternal.
所以这个婚姻是稳定的。
That is why the marriage is stable.
为什么父母跟子女的关系是稳定的？
Why is it that the love between parents and children is unchanging?
现在有的父母跟子女不讲话，有兄弟姐妹不讲话的。
Although some of the parents and children, they don't talk.
如果被神的爱充满，
yet if they are filled with the love of Christ,
这个关系会持到永远。
Then the relationship will last forever.
因为神的爱是永远的。
For the love of Christ is eternal.
所以如果我们被神的爱充满，
thus if we are filled with the love of Christ,
我们的关系是永远的。
The relationship that we have as brothers and sisters is eternal.
信仰太可贵了。
And that is why our faith is valuable.
有什么东西能够保证你永远呢？
Who can guarantee us eternity?
除了神以外，有什么能够保证你永远呢？
Other than God, who could actually guarantee us an eternal life?
我们不能够轻易放掉神。
We cannot easily give away God.
神的爱是何等的广阔。
The love of God is wide.
没有选择的。
God does not choose.
如果今天要神要设下条件来选择。
If God has established a criterion for him to love.
我们哪一个人有被拣选的条件？
Then which one of us could actually be selected by God?
我们圣洁到神的标准吗？
Are we as holy as God wants us to be?
我们谦卑到神的标准吗？
Are we humble to the standard of God?
我们爱到神的标准吗？
Have we loved according to the love of God?
没有一个人有资格。
None of us could be chosen by God.
但是今天为什么神拣选我们？
Yet God has chosen us.
因为他的爱是很广阔的。
Because his love is wide.
没有选择性的。
His love does not choose.
是没有条件的。
He loves without criteria.
他爱罪人。
He loves the sinners.
这是非常的广阔。
His love is wide.
神的爱充满我们。
When God's love has filled,
我们就能够接纳每一个人。
Then we will be able to accept all walks of life.
所以为什么在教会每一个种族都可能存在？
And that is why in church there will be all ethnicity.
因为神的爱很广阔，它包含每一个人。
Because God's love is inclusive.
神的爱非常的高。
And God's love is high.
请问你爱你的孩子？
Do we love our children?
你对你孩子有什么期待？
Do we have an expectation for our children?
我想最大的期待就是让他受最好的教育。
And the greatest expectation that we have of our children is that they enter a good college.
你现在来讲更好的教育，你就有更高的收入。
According to the modern standard, the better you are educated, the higher your income.
那除了这个，请问再讲，你为你的孩子爱还有什么？
What others do we? How else do we love our children?
大概就没有了。
Probably not.
神的爱非常的高。
God's love is high.
高到哪里？
It is so high.
他要把你提升你的身份。
That he wants to elevate our status.
他要提升你的盼望。
He wants to elevate our expectations.
让你的身份变成他的儿子。
So that we may become his children.
让你的盼望从地上到天上。
So that our expectation would be that of the heaven.
来享受天国永远的福分。
So that we may partake in the eternal blessing.
这个是最高的爱。
This is the greatest love.
因为那个好是永远的。
For the value of that love is eternal.
地上的好是暂时的。
The love that we see in this world is temporary.
所以神的程度非常的高。
So that God has elevated his love for us.
在他的爱是非常的深。
His love is also deep.
请问你爱你的太太有多少？
How much do we love our spouse?
你爱你的先生有多少？
How much do we love our spouse?
你怎么回答？
How do we reply to such a question?
我买一个钻戒给你，这个可能，但是这并不是很高啊。这个爱只能够用钱表示的。
A diamond may represent our love, yet it is only expressible through monetary means.
爱最深就是愿意付出最大的代价。
To love deeply is to be able to sacrifice greatly.
那个代价就是你的生命。
And that sacrifice is our life.
有谁愿意为着爱我们牺牲他的生命？
Who would love someone so deeply that they would be willing to die for that person? There may be.
但是那一个人是你所爱的。
Yet that person must be one you have loved.
那他也爱你。
And that person also loves you.
但是主耶稣爱我们。
Yet Jesus has loved us.
我们是罪人。
When we were sinners.
在神的面前是脏的、臭的。
In front of His eyes, we were dirty.
但是神降下为人。
Yet God came onto this earth
为我们牺牲在十字架上
to be sacrificed for our lives.
没有爱比这个更大。
There is no greater love than this.
哦，基督的爱是无法测度的。
The love of Christ is deep.
哦，但是这个爱要充满在我们当中。
Yet we must make that love live amongst us.
所以我们在基督里面有测不透的丰富。
Thus in Christ there is abundant life.
哦。它里面有测不透的恩典
There is abundant grace,
有测不透的慈爱
and there is abundant mercy.
它能够改变我们的生命
He can change our lives.
唱诗
Let's sing a hymn
332
332
我们现在最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will make a prayer.
我们里面的人是借着圣灵的充满才能够刚强起来。
Our inner being is strengthened through the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就是借着我们不住的祷告会充满在我们里面。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must continuously pray.
圣灵的充满是没有限量的。
There is no limit to the filling of the Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵是没有限量的。
For there is no boundary to God's spirit.
所以我们不断地要在神的灵充满下一直在更新我们。
Thus we need to continuously renew ourselves.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The spirit has given us God's love.
五旬节大家被圣灵充满。
On the day of Pentecost, everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit.
忽然间大家凡物共用。
And suddenly they share their possessions.
大家已经没有私心了。
There is no self amongst the believers.
神的爱借圣灵浇灌在他们心里面。
For the love of Christ has been poured into them through the Holy Spirit.
爱的力量非常大。
The power of that love is great.
那个爱借着圣灵浇灌在那当中。
And that love was poured amongst them.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
那如果你要接受按手祷告，欢迎你到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们请长子传道人来帮忙按手祷告。
And we will ask our deacons and pastors to lay hands on the believers.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.